My sermon this morning really is trying to say how the revelation of Jesus continues in this season of Epiphany, where we have an extra sort of one Sunday added on through the scriptures and through the teaching of Christ. So if we get lost in my sermon, which we may well do, that is the thought to hold on to. I wonder if any of you here like jigsaws. At times in my life, I have loved doing them. Whilst we were waiting for our first child to arrive, thought he would never come. During wet British holidays, children's jigsaws, adults' jigsaws, jigsaws done during the COVID lockdowns, and more recently, during retirement, during the darker winter days and evenings, which prior to retirement were always filled with work. Now, if you're a jigsaw lover, you will know the fun of opening the box, beginning perhaps to sort out the straight edges and maybe the pieces of similar colouring, beginning to sort them with an idea of how they might fit together. You will know the satisfaction of finding the right place for the piece which you were convinced fitted on the other side of the picture, and you find it fits on that side of the picture. Now, we hope that the picture is on the box lid, but it's certainly not yet revealed in the puzzle. And I wonder if sometimes we feel a bit the same about the Bible. Sometimes I've also described it as being on the London Underground. You pop up in Deuteronomy, and the next station is Revelation, and you have no idea how the two fit together. Well, when I was working as a children's work advisor, the current practice was to help children and adults see the big picture of the Bible, the overarching story of God and his people, and to find in it our own place in the story. It was as if we were meant to put the pieces of the jigsaw together to provide that big picture from creation through the struggle of good and evil, to the life of Jesus, the cross and redemption, and on to the ultimate perfection of the world. We shared the stories of Abraham and the great family of God, of which we also are a part. And as I read through today's readings, trying to work out what the Lord was trying to inspire me to say, they seemed to me like strangely shaped pieces of a jigsaw, waiting to be placed into that overarching story. So let's have a quick look at the individual pieces. First, in Deuteronomy, we see God promising to raise up a prophet who will speak with God's own authority. But it comes with a dreadful warning. All preachers need to beware. The prophet has the awesome responsibility of speaking God's word. And then we hear in the gospel reading Jesus speaking with greater authority than any of the prophets, speaking and healing with the authority expected only of God. And then we come to that peculiar passage from Revelation. I'm very grateful that it was introduced so well by our reader this morning. Like one of those jigsaw pieces you pick up, you put it down, you pick it up a seemingly 1,000 times until unexpectedly it fits where you least expected it to go. I think it's a piece which can only fit and make sense if we look at the big picture. What we see in this woman of Revelation is a reminder of the age-old conflict seen in Genesis and seen throughout the story. The conflict between the dragon and the woman reminds us, maybe, of the conflict between the serpent and the woman in Genesis and her children. The woman bearing a child, pregnant, is not Mary, but Israel, represented by those 12 stars surrounding her head. She represents the suffering of Israel into which Jesus was born and the suffering world into which children are still born today. But the promise is that that child is taken up to the throne of God, that the children will be rescued from the dragon and taken to the throne of God. And in a way, that is the big picture of God's story and of our story as the people of God. That though there is suffering, real, lamentable, and awful, that ultimately we are rescued. The devil, that great serpent, will not triumph. And this is the message of the thread of prophecy which runs through the whole picture. It's not an easy, quick fix. There are no grounds for false complacency. The prophet of Revelation lived in a time of unfolding and escalating Christian persecution. I suppose today we might associate prophecy a bit with the news correspondent who assesses the current situation, for example, on the ecological crisis, the financial crisis, the crisis of current wars, and suggests the outcome which will result if action isn't taken. The task of the prophet is much the same, but with the added dimension of God's part in the world. The prophet was to unfold the presence of God in his contemporary world. It was to warn and to teach and to bring back the people of God to live God's way. And our current Christian prophets might warn us, and they do, that we are damaging God's creation through climate change, that we are damaging his people through war and conflict, that we are not living in harmony across cultural, racial, denominational differences as God intends. And all of this speaks to us in our contemporary world and should remind us of how we as the people of God should live to bring God's purpose to bear in the world. So maybe that strange jigsaw piece of Revelation makes more sense when seen as part of the overarching story of the struggle of good and evil, which has been won on the cross but is still worked out on the world, in the world. It's part of the overarching story of the Bible. And prophecy indeed comes through reading of the Word of God. And on this last Sunday of Epiphany, we might look back to the ways in which through our readings, God has revealed himself in Jesus, revealed to the wise men through the natural world of stars and planets. Gosh, it seems a long time ago since we celebrated that. Revealed in the waters of baptism by sharing in our own baptism. And in this church, revealed most gloriously in the baptism that we had just 2 weeks ago. Revealed in generous abundance of wine at a wedding feast. And today, revealed through the healing of a man tormented and troubled, and through the prophetic teaching of Jesus, recorded for us still to read in the Bible, that teaching which holds together the great picture of the overarching story of God, bringing order out of chaos and healing to the broken. So those disordered pieces of our own lives and the lives of others, the fragments of the Bible which we read Sunday by Sunday and day by day, and the scraps of news we hear are all pieces of that one great jigsaw. And perhaps in the stillness, be quiet, Jesus said, like the prophets, like the man who came for healing. We can see the world in all its trauma and mess and complexity, and yet also be able to see the big picture of God's loving purpose and the beauty and wonder and glory of the world. And in God's good time, those jigsaw pieces will come together and the picture will be complete. Amen.